The fall bite is well underway. Redfish are still taking center stage. There's schools of redfish can be found in the backwaters and creeks and in the rivers. These fish are generally caught on those lower tide stages when the water's out of the grass. These fish seem to be keen on live shrimp. They'll eat a variety of live and dead baits, but right now, if you can get shrimp, live shrimp, that's a great bait to be fishing with. If you keep a few of these fish, you might actually see them spitting out, you know, shrimp. So they're actually gorging themselves with shrimp this time of the year. There's larger redfish in the surf. Folks have sometimes caught these larger reds in double-digit numbers. Usually in the surf, that first of the incoming, fishing those around those outer sandbars and using baits such as finger mullet or cut mullet can be a great bait for those big reds. If you're catching the big reds, be careful how you handle them. It's a big, strong fish, but it's still fragile, and when you release it, you know, make sure that it's revived and swims off and doesn't end up just shark bait. These fish, if you catch a few of them, you might want to just unhook them while they're in the water and let them go for another day. Sea trout action's been good. Still lots of small sea trout out there, but larger fish can be had, again, on live shrimp or soft plastics. Bright plastics, like that bright green chartreuse, is going to be a good one. A cantaloupe bass assassin color is a great one as well. This is Captain Jack saying, fish on.